Excerpt number one from the writings of Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 33. You must know that any contentment of our Maker from bestowing upon His creatures depends on the extent that the creatures feel Him, that He is the giver, and that He is the one who delights them, for then He takes great pleasure in them, as a father playing with his beloved son, to the degree that the son feels and recognizes the greatness and exaltedness of his father, and his father shows him all the treasures he had prepared for him. As it is written, Ephraim, my darling son, is he joy of his parents, for whenever I speak of him, I earnestly remember him still. Hence, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have compassion upon him, says the Lord. Observe these words carefully, and you can come to know the great delights of the Lord with those whole ones that have been granted feeling him and recognizing his greatness in all those manners he has prepared for them, until they are like a father with his darling son, the joy of his parents. And we need not continue on that, for it is enough for us to know that for this contentment and delight with those whole ones, it was worth his while to create all the worlds, higher and lower alike,
and get the quality of bestowal.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash, volume 3, Concerning the Returning Light. In the study of the Ten Sefirot, it is written that the returning light that ascends from the Masach upward is called Hitkashrut, connection, because it grips and imprints the upper light on the Igul, circle, in such a way that in a place where the reflected light does not close the upper light, it is considered non-existent with respect to the creature, because it cannot attain it without the clothing called returning light. Thus far are his words. Thus we understand why not everyone feels divinity, although it is written, I feel the heaven and the earth, and the whole earth is filled with his glory. And yet, we do not feel anything. And the reason is that where there is no clothing, which is called returning light, the upper light is considered as non-existent with respect to the creature. And because the whole matter of the returning light is that one does not receive it except with the intention in order to bestow. Hence, as long as one has not exited the intention of the will to receive for itself, one does not have this returning light, even though the whole earth is filled with his glory. And with respect to the low one, it is considered as it is absent. It follows that one cannot do anything in order to reach the goal, except to focus his entire work on one point only, which is to use all of his free time to work only for the sake of heaven. And this is the meaning of everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven, meaning that everything comes from the Creator, and the meaning of the upper lights are already prepared for men, which is called the cow wants to feed more than the calf wants to be fed. And all we need is the discernment of a kli. After the tzimtzum, this kli is called masach and reflected light. And this is what connects between the upper one and the lower one. Namely, that through it the lower one is able to connect with the upper one. But when this connection is not present, the lower one cannot see the upper, and the upper is considered as absent with respect to the low one. Hence, to the extent that one begins to work for the sake of heaven, to that extent one receives the connection with the upper light. And to the extent of this connection, so is the measure of one's attainment. Again.
קטע מספר 3 מתוך כתבי רבש ג'
Exit number 3 Rabash, Volume 3, The Work of Man. It is natural that one should bypass an easy pleasure in order to receive greater pleasure. Therefore, choice does not apply in this case. However, a person works in order to bestow only for the sake of truth, so that the true way is only by the work in order to bestow. This involves choice, since one chooses to work in the way of truth, even though he will not receive any pleasure. And in spite of the fact that this path is the aspect of suffering, and all this is only because he wants to choose the truth. As it is better that my livelihood be bitter as an olive in the hands of the Creator. And one should understand that if a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot because of reward and punishment and not in order to bestow, he already has a supply in the faith that he has, since it is the nature of the body to be afraid of suffering and pursuit after pleasure. Therefore, one does not have a true need to attain the greatness of the Creator, since why should he care to know the degree of the greatness of the Creator? Namely, that he has no need to know the greatness of the Creator if he serves him in faith of reward and punishment, since the King's greatness is no reason that obliges him to increase the work in Torah and Mitzvot, since there is no connection between the two. Rather, the reason for the work depends on the measure of one's belief in reward and punishment. However, one who works in order to bestow, namely, that it is one's nature that he can annul himself before someone greater than himself, and he has the force to serve another who is greater than him, it follows that only the measure of the greatness of the Creator requires him to do this work. And to the extent that one believes in the greatness of the Creator, according to that extent he has the force to work. And because the will of the Creator is that the low one should be rewarded of seeing his greatness and exaltedness of the Creator and ascend, for this reason, the low one has to work only in order to bestow. Meaning, not because of the king's gift called conditional love, but for the king's sake. And because one believes in the greatness of the king, one has the force to bestow and serve the king. It follows that one's entire work is observing the Creator's greatness and exaltedness. And to the extent that one recognizes his greatness, to such an extent that one increases the work. Hence, there is great merit in the work of bestowing contentment upon one's Maker.
קטע מספר 4 מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ג'
Exit number 4 from the writings of Rabash, volume 3, the main thing that we're lacking. The main thing that we lack, and for that reason we don't have fuel in the work, is that we lack the importance of the goal, meaning that we do not know how to appreciate our service and to know who we're bestowing upon. Hence we lack the knowledge of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are for being rewarded with serving the King, since we have nothing with which we can understand His greatness. And the Zohar calls this divinity in dust, meaning that bestowing to the Creator has importance to us like dust. And we do not have fuel for the work, since without pleasure we do not have strength for the work. But where self-love illuminates, the body receives livelihood from it. But in the work to bestow, the body does not feel any taste of pleasure. Hence, it is compelled to be crouching under its burden. This is not so when one feels that he is serving an important king, and according to the importance of that king, one receives delight and pleasure from serving him. Thus, one receives fuel to give him strength every time to be able to move forward, since he feels that he is serving an important king. And then, when he has that knowledge and the feeling, then he knows who he's bestowing upon. Similarly, to the way he had strength to work with the intention for self-love, he now has the strength to work in order to bestow. Because one who bestows to an important person, it is considered as if he's receiving from him. Since reception has the power over the body to work in order to receive a reward, similarly, with an important king, that one receives pleasure from it. Thus we understand what's written in the introduction to Tas concerning Let It. And if he's an important person, it is sanctified because of the pleasure that one receives from it. And here we see something new, that bestowing to an important person is considered similar to receiving. There he brings the article from Kiddushin about receiving in order to bestow, where reception is called bestowal. And from this, one can understand the other side of the coin, namely, that bestowal is called reception. And for that reason, one has the fuel, since if he bestows upon an important person, it is as if he receives from him. So then he has the fuel for the work. It follows that we lack only one thing, which is to believe in the greatness of the Creator. Then we will have the strength to work in bestowal.